In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Today is Friday, the 31st of May, 2019. We have come to the end of this month of May. We thank God for bringing us to the end of this month. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. The Church celebrates today the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thanks for joining us. God bless you as you listen to His Word. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who while the Blessed Virgin Mary was carrying your Son in her womb, inspired her to visit Elizabeth. Grant us, we pray, that faithful to the promptings of the Spirit, we may magnify your greatness with the Virgin Mary at all times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. There is an option. We could also read from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 to 16. The Gospel is taken from St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. I read from the Gospel. Mary set out at that time and went as quickly as she could into the hill country to a town in Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now it happened that as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? Look, the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that a promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked upon the humiliation of his servant. Yes, from now onwards, all generations will call me blessed. For the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. And his faithful love extends age after age to those who fear him. He has used the power of his arm. He has routed the arrogant of heart. He has pulled down princes from their thrones and raised high the lowly. He has filled the starving with good things, sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of Israel, his servant, mindful of his faithful love, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, of his mercy to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Mary stayed with Elizabeth some 3 months and then went back home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Be close and connected to people. Be close and connected to people. Dear friends, we thank God for bringing us to the end of this month. The month of May is over. We are 5 months gone of this year 2019. We use this opportunity to bless God with you, who celebrated your birthday and other anniversaries, and also for those who received one or other blessing or blessings from God. For those who met with any difficulty, we join you in your sorrow and pray with you and for you for God's intervention. Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is the second joyful mystery. We recall, after receiving the announcement from the Archangel Gabriel of her choice to be the mother of the Savior, Mary left with haste to visit Elizabeth, her cousin. The reason for this was because the Archangel also told her about Elizabeth, who was 6 months pregnant already. Mary, therefore, left in haste to pay her visit, basically for two reasons. Not to tell Elizabeth about the good news she had received, no, because she did not even say it. It was rather Elizabeth who addressed her as Mother of my Lord. She went, firstly, to share Elizabeth's joy, because Elizabeth had been barren till then, and secondly, to be of assistance to her, given her age and pregnancy, and Mary stayed there for 3 months, helping her till Elizabeth had her baby. Dear friends, today's feast invites us to be close to one another and to be connected to people. These are two different things: to be close and to be connected. We can be close, yet we are disconnected. So today's reading invites us and today's feast to be close to people and to be connected to them. We can be close in many ways. There is physical closeness that involves physical presence, eye-to-eye contact. We can be close to one another spiritually, that is, praying for one another. We can also be close to people mentally, that is, thinking about them and wishing them well. Thinking about people breaks barriers of distance, but more so, communicating with them, that is, connecting with them. Nothing kills and destroys closeness, even in relationships, as lack of communication. And when you think about people, you want to reach them. And if there is a barrier of distance, you reach them through communication, that is, through connections. So we always say out of sight is not out of mind. You cannot claim to be close to someone, have them in mind, yet fail to communicate with them. We can also be close to people emotionally, and we can be close to people materially. That is, we reach them through the emotions we have or feel for and about them, and also through the material help or gifts we give them. Many in our world need closeness, but much more, they need connectedness. This is what Mary did. She did not lose sight of it. The moment she heard of what had happened to Elizabeth, she thought of her, mental closeness. She felt for her, emotional closeness, and went to be with her, physical closeness, to be connected. Because Mary understood Elizabeth needed it. Our world still has many people who are lonely because no one is close to them, no one connects with them. Many have died in their loneliness. Many have died out of dejection. And when we are not close to people, we cannot understand them nor feel the way they do. That explains why some people rather cause pain on others. Some can pass you by in your need. For others, their closeness rather brings sorrow to those around them. Living with some people or being close to them can be a living hell and brings sorrow rather than joy. Dear friends, your closeness to people should brighten them up. They should thank God for being close to you.
Do people bless God because you are close to them? Another thing that disconnects us, even though we are very close, is social media. Sherry Tuckle says, "We are close, yet disconnected." You could be sitting next to someone, very close to them, yet they are disconnected because they do not come close to you to connect with you. They are rather connected to social media. Even while on the same dining table, people are talking more with their phones than with those close to them. So there is a difference between being close and being connected. For we can be close, but we are not connected. Someone can be sitting next to you, but they are not connected. Even looking at you eyeball to eyeball, physical closeness, yet their minds are far away. So they are just having a physical presence, but they are not connected with you. Let us, dear friends, not only be close, but be connected. And when we are close and connected, we feel different. The impact is different. And we see that our world will change because closeness and connectedness makes us feel for others. Secondly, today's feast invites us to forget about ourselves and to be at service of others, especially those in need. Mary had just received good news, yet she forgot about herself and ran to meet Elizabeth, whom she knew and understood was more in need. Let us forget about ourselves and think about others who are most in need. Oh, Mary, our dear mother, today we celebrate the Feast of the Visitation. Help us to learn how to be close and connected with people, our neighbors, those with whom we live in the same neighborhood, the same vicinity, those with whom we work, those with whom we are at school, in the same classroom, the same profession. Let us be close, but more, let us be connected with one another. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.